Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I have just a good song for you today, some RKL. Song on Mystic Records charts right now. I would like to welcome Mark Olson. He's in the studio with me today. And here we are. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Candy?
I'm doing just fine. So tell me the truth. Tell me what's on your mind.
I wish I had a beer is really what's on my mind right now. yeah, everything's good. We're just I've just been actually working on some new Flower Leopard stuff, and we redid some old stuff, and looking forward to putting that out back out on Mixtic, and yeah, see what happens, you know, 30 years later.
Flower Leopards, yes, what a great band. I love your music. You guys are just so tight. I really enjoyed putting it up on iTunes recently because you have to listen to each and every song and type in the name and all the artist names and everything, you know. And wow, I still all these years later, your music still rips.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, it was I find that funny because I became a recording engineer because I didn't like it so much. You know, it was like, I think the first time I ever heard it back, I was like, holy shit, that's really bad. So I became a recording engineer so I could learn how to do it myself. So not to say that it's any better, but hopefully it'll sound a little better.
You're mixing your... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So you're doing all your own recordings and doing your sound mixing and everything for
this
new
record? Hopefully we should be finished probably in about a month. And it's just going to be like a six-song thing. We did four. I redid four of the old tunes, and then we did two new tunes. So,
great.
Yeah, so hopefully
which
it'll
of the
be,
old ones did
be,
you do?
We did, I did, let's see, Has Hate Been Kind Enough, Blue Child.
Song.
Blue
good
Child
one.
And oh. Lying Dead on the Phone and Death of Two Lovers.
Oh, another good one. And what was the last one?
Death of Two Lovers.
Oh, good song.
We were gonna do. I was gonna do Preacher's Confession, but to be honest, I don't want to get hate mail for the next 5 months because we didn't have email back then, so nobody could send us a lot of hate mail. It all went to Mystic, so. So now that they get email, I just don't want to be bombarded with that. So we chose not to do that song. But I think it should be good. I'm actually quite happy with it so far.
Oh, that's good. Well, I couldn't get a hold of you when I was going over the songs, and I realized that whoever had mastered that CD had put the wrong songs in. And, under the wrong names. And it's like, oh, my God, that is not Preacher's Confession. That's Lying Dead on the Phone, and et cetera, et cetera. And Shane and I got a hold of Shane, and we had a big laugh about that. He said, well, you can blame that one on Philco. Philco's fuck
well,
up.
Yeah, but it was, yeah, it's, yeah, it, the last, well, whoever put the last CD out, too, they put, first of all, they put rehearsal stuff on there, which I was not too proud of, but, yeah, and all that was wrong as well. I guess, you know, technology is a wonderful thing if it's in the proper hands, you know?
The one with the rehearsal songs was on the CD that I was given to put up, and I felt that it should come off, but, you know, they said just put it up as it is, so you can blame me for that one. You can thank me later.
I blame you. You know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that was, it was, you know, a lot, that was 30 years ago, so what else, you know?
Right. Well, so, you know, I've listened to it over a few times. It's not bad. You guys are great. Your songs are wonderful, and I can't wait to hear the new stuff and the old ones
that
you've done.
Well,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you will be the first one. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, I wasn't really sure what to do. You know, I'll just do new songs, but, you know, but I really like some of the old songs too. So I just decided to kind of put a little modern twist on them. I mean, they're a lot better recorded, and I think they still kind of hold true to the old sound. And you will be the first. I will give you the sneak first preview copy.
Ooh, that sounds exciting. Now, are you registered with BMI? I can't remember. I remember typing your name in, but are you registered with them?
I've been doing, I'll give you that information.
Well, not
I'll
on the air.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
live
on
the
yeah.
air, you know. We're
yeah.
not just chatting on the phone. But
no,
we'll talk about that later. But that ensures that you get your royalties when I type it all up in the computer.
That's so not punk rock. Royalties are so not punk rock.
But I don't care. Everybody's
got
to eat.
But I will take them. I will take them, yeah.
Right? Everybody's got to eat. You know, John Ranson of the Smut Peddlers was telling me that the other day, you know. And he goes, but it makes me feel so greedy. I said, John, like I'm telling you, Marco, you guys still have to eat. You still have to have a roof over your head. You're very creative, and you're doing what you like. Why not make money at what you like doing? You know, you guys are creative artists. You know, you're fantastic. And, you know,
I have no problem taking the money now, because I definitely, it was just, it's like, you know, the only money we ever made off that stuff is the T-shirts we stole. And then the records we stole from John and sold out of the back of the van, you know. So it just, yeah, it feels, unless I'm hustling, you know, stolen stuff, I just don't feel like I'm entitled to it, you know. But nah, I definitely take a chance.
Well, you know, you guys are coming back to Mystic, you know. We give the bands records to sell at their shows and CDs and cassettes and stuff. So, you know. And we've got a whole new T-shirt guy. Well, get
cool.
your wife to sit at a merch booth while you're up on stage.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
I've learned,
newlywed, you know.
Yeah, I've learned a few things over the years. I used to get the ex to do that, you know, put on the push-up bra and pedal T-shirts, because we had one of the roadies do it. We'd sell 5. When she'd do it, we'd sell at least 10. So,
there you go.
I've learned a few things over the years, yeah.
Well, we have a new T-shirt guy, too. You
should come down and sell T-shirts for us, then.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking...
If I came to your show... Wait, hold on. If I came to your show, I would be in the front of the stage, in the pit, filming.
Well, that would be good. That would be difficult to sell T-shirts at the same time, but not impossible.
But it would be more worth my travel time, because I'm way up in Northern California in Cottonwood, in no man's land, where if I go to the top of my property where my horse needs tending to because she's sick right now, all the nosy neighbors got to come out and pretend they're cutting wood and they're looking over at me. It's like, fuck off, you know? Get a life. Go do something, you know?
You know what? It sounds like we have the property to do a punk rock Woodstock is what it sounds
we
like
do.
To me.
We do. It's in three levels, and I have a pond that runs a half a mile long. It's like 80 feet deep. It's the runoff from the top of the mountain. I own up the mountain, down it, and up the next one, and then a river along two sides along the bottom. You know, I mean, there would be swimming, there would be recreation, and on the top there's a flat plateau where the former owners of my place, they tried to landlock them, and they tried to build a road out, but there's a nice flat area that makes a perfect natural amphitheater up high. You're higher than anybody in the entire valley. You can see Mount Shasta to the north, Mount Lassen to the east, and just crank it.
Well, I think we got punk stock in the making then.
That's right. And the local pirate punks up here in Chico, Mikey Rahman and them, already told me years ago, we will come build your stages. We will set your lights. We will make it the tits.
Well, let's do that. That sounds like a blast. Just don't eat the brown acid and everything will be great.
Yeah, I think this spring after things get going, it'll be really nice. June is the best time up here because it's not too hot yet. We get triple digits up here where it's so effing hot, you just want to die, you know. And June, it's nice and warm. It's like L.A. weather. It's not too hot. It's not cold. And it's just perfect to go swimming and have a nice outdoor concert.
Well, there you go. Well, I think we will talk off air. We will make T-shirts and make this happen.
There you go. Yeah. Well, cool. My ranch is the Star Ranch, so maybe we'll call it Star Ranch Rock Fest or something. You know, right?
Yeah. No. what, I don't even know a year.
Punk Rock Extravaganza is what I like to name my shows I do for the Cathay to Grand Reunion. So we'll just call it another one of Candy's Punk Rock Extravaganzas.
Yes, the potpourri of punk, yes.
That's right.
You learn words like that when you're married, you potpourri and shit. I didn't know that word until like a month ago.
Oh, the potpourri of punk. All right, that's funny. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I got another song for my show here. A little bit of Mr. Freeze, number 2 on the Mystic charts. Still,
yeah,
after
Mr.
all
Freeze.
These years.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Freeze. This one goes out to Brandon Cruz.
Who will be the lucky one? Who will be the deadly one? Who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Who will see when the rest are blind? Who will remain frozen in time? Who will flee underground? Once the blanket scorch the ground, who will die on their knees by the hand of Mr. Freeze? Horror waits for those who remain. Ice cold blood drops in their veins. Arm yourself to the teeth. Recall the threat of Mr. Freeze. See the blood melt in your eyes. See your family burned alive. Who
focus has been ripped away. It does no good to pray. After today's cataclysm, men resort to cannibalism. He's raped all you cared for, then fucked you in the ass. Mr. Breeze is happy. He cuts his head and laughs. Today's war stories ignite the TV screen. There's blood on your pillow. This is no bad dream. You try to think with reason, but all you can do is scream.
Back in the studio with Marco Olson from the Flower Leopards.
I'm
really looking forward to next month when you release your new record. This is going to be really great. I'm so excited about it. I just can't wait.
Yeah, you know, I have to admit, I am really too, man. It was a kind of a real surprise to see that we actually still had a fan base after this much time. You know, yeah, that's pretty cool. I think punk rock fans are like the best. They're very
well,
loyal.
You know, everybody's always loved the Flower Leopards, and even when I had the Café du Grand reunion, the last one was in 2012. Somebody handed me a Flower Leopards demo. It was Destiny.
Destiny. Wow, I remember that
name. I think she runs the Flower Leopard page or something like that, doesn't she?
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Because to be honest, I mean, I kind of disappeared for a while and I got lost in my little work world and I found out we had a page and all that stuff, and it was just, it was kind of, it's very flattering to see that, after 30 years, you know, people still like it.
Well, your music is great, you know. I mean, just like Dr. No, I mean, that song that I just played, Mr. Freeze, I mean, that was first recorded in the 80s, but, man, it sure shreds, right?
Yeah, I actually really like Brandon Chris. I always wanted to see the Mr. Eddie's father, but most people won't even. I think they're probably too young to even know what I meant. But
exactly, the courtship of Eddie's father, Brandon Cruz, lead singer of Dr. No, for a while.
He was a child actor. Yeah, when I first met him, I called him Courtship of Eddie's father, dude, and he didn't like that very much. Wanted to kill me.
he's a good dude. He did a tour up here in Northern California back in 2009, and he hit the Chico Club in the Reading one where the Pirate Punks put everybody up, and I was able to film both shows and burn him a copy of it and give it to him. See, that's what I do. I just like to help by giving my talents away. So anyway, when you guys get to playing, I definitely will come and videotape and get some good photos and give you the copy of the video and put it up on YouTube for you. I like to go straight through and just film the whole set, you know. And nowadays with photography the way it is, it's great. You don't have to worry about battery packs running out.
Because it could go viral because, you know, you never know when one of us is going to just drop dead of old age on stage anymore.
I know, I'm surprised Lemmy wasn't on stage when he passed away, God bless him. But, you know,
And everybody should
you
order
guys,
a Lemmy, because you know if you order a Jack and a Coke now, it's called a Lemmy.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. Jack and Coke, a Lemmy.
Yeah.
I'll have a Lemmy, please.
Yeah,
he was
a
good dude. You know, he recorded with Mystic, and, yeah, he used to hang out in the studio way back when, while I was busy working across the street at the cafe, you know.
Yes,
booking bands.
He was a huge influence on us. I mean, I remember the first time I heard Back at the Funny Farm, I was like, oh my God, that's what I want to sound like. he was absolutely huge for us.
Yeah, he's good. And we're all going to miss him, but, you know, his legend
absolutely.
Lives on. His legend
absolutely.
Definitely
with
lives on.
Jack and Coke with every Jack and Coke you put to your lips, like a Lemmy.
There you go. All right, Marco. Well, I hate to tell you this, but we're out of time. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in and supporting the bands. And when you have your shows lined up, you got to give me a heads up, and I'll broadcast them up on the show here and social media. Marco.
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
I said, when
you
get your shows going and everything, you have to give me a heads up. I'll broadcast the dates and where you're playing at and hit it on social media as well.
We will definitely need the support, and you will be the first to know. And we look forward to doing it, and we'll, you know, try to come up to Northern California as well.
All right, coolness. I can help you get into some of the good gigs around here.
I'm sure you can. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right,
okay?
Marco, good talking to you.
Good to talk to you.
And I want to remind everybody to party or go home. Thanks for tuning in.
See ya.
Bye. See you next time. Bye.